Yeah. Okay, good morning. We're in Taf Chaf Tes, which is in Chelek Hey. We're starting again from the beginning of Chelek Hey. Taf Chaf Tes, She'enofen Alpnem, Kol Nisan, Uvo Be Seifim Aleph, Sholem Bilchas Pesach Kedem, Pesach Shloshim Yom. You should start asking Shilas, learning Halchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Hagah Amin and Glibnos Chitim. There's a minig to gather chitim, to collect money, maos chitim, so that the aniyim have everything they need for Pesach, matzah, and wine, and food. Anyone who is a resident of that city for 12 months needs to contribute towards that maos chitim. Beis. Ein nofan al pneim b'chol chodesh nisan, vein omrin tzedekascha b'shabbos b'mincha. The whole Chodesh Nisan, you don't say Tachnun. And we're going to see a whole bunch of things that you don't do in Nisan. And the reason for it is because most of Nisan, the majority of it, falls out being a Yom Tov. How? The Nisim that we read during the first 12 days of Nisan, each Nasi on the day that he brought a carbon, on the day that anybody brings a carbon, is a Yom Tov for that person. And so we have those 12 days, plus Erev Pesach, plus all of Pesach, that's already well over, and Ishrichag, that's already well over Rov. So once the most of the month is considered Kodesh, so we make the whole thing, and so we don't say, can someone go turn on the light? So we don't say Tachnun, then Omer. We also don't say Tzedkascha after Shmona Esrei by Shabbos Mincha. Vein Maspidin Bo. You don't make Hespedim in Chodesh Nisan. Vein Misanin Bo. Not only do you not make Hespedim, you don't fast on Chodesh Nisan. Lahazgir B'tzibur, at least a public one where you mention it, that you say that there's going to be a fast for, let's say, a lack of rain. V'habacharis misanam bo b'Erev Pesach. However, the Bacharis do fast on Erev Pesach. Haga gam ein omrin tzedek hadin b'chol chodesh nisan. If there is a burial, there's typically a special prayer that's said afterwards. It's called tzedek hadin. That's not said in chodesh nisan. V'nagu she'en misanam bo tanis kal. The minig is not to fast at all. I feel yom shemes bo avvo imo, even a yahrzeit, for those who have a minig to fast on a yahrzeit. Avultan is chalom misanin. However, if someone is concerned for their well-being because they had a very frightening dream, that person is allowed to fast on Chodesh Nisan. Then omer mizmel l'soda v'kel erchapayim v'lam natech b'Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, there's additional things that we don't say. We skip mizmer l'soda, which is between Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach. We skip Mizma Lasoda because it talks about bringing a carbon toda. And on the actual Erev Pesach, you can't bring a carbon toda because the zman of a toda is supposed to be at least till Chatzos of that night, but you can't actually eat that toda because it has the lachme toda, and those are chametz. The one chametz carbon that a person brings.
Is to say it.
Interesting. Right. But so because we if we were to bring a toda, if we were bringing todas, carbon toda all throughout the year, we wouldn't bring one on Erev Pesach because you'd be mocked in the zman achila of it because you can't eat the lachme toda already, you know, halfway on Erev Pesach. So that's why the Ramah, the Minhag Ashkenaz, is not to say it. And we also don't say Kel Erech Apayim because it's a Yontif. Erev Pesach itself is a Yontif. V'lam Natzeach, we also don't say Lam Natzeach b'Erev Pesach v'lo b'yom tov. V'nogin l'harvus k'tas b'achil u'shtia b'yom achar ha'chag, since we're already talking about the different special sayings on the whole Chodesh Nisan and the different ways that the days are holidays, there is something to Yisru Chag. You should be marba a little bit Achil and Shtiyah. If you're thinking about which day to go out to a restaurant, that's a good day. Uhu Isri Chag. That's what we call Isri Chag. Tuf Lam Rebosif Echad. Shabbos Shlefnei HaPesach Karan Osir Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos that is before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol Mepnei HaNeish Na'asabo, because of the miracle that happened on that Shabbos. That Shabbos is the day when the Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim each took a sheep and tied it onto their bed, and the Mitzrayim were asking, what is this? And they said, oh, we're going to shecht this in 4 days. And this was a very big deal to the Mitzrayim because they worshipped sheep. And so they weren't able to do anything because they already came to realize that Hashem is protecting the Bnei Yisrael. Because of that miracle, we canonize that Shabbos as Shabbos HaGadol. It's unusual that we go by the day of the week and not by the date, but that is what we do. Hagav haminig lomer b'mincha ha'agada mitchamos avadam hayinu ad l'chapar al kol avonoseinu. There is a minig that after mincha, or at the time of the afternoon, to say at least the part of the agada from avadam hayinu to l'chapar al kol avonoseinu, mostly to get familiar with it, but also because that's the beginning of the geula happens on that Shabbos in front of the Mitzrayim. Upaskim lomer barchi nafshi. That's also the Shabbos when you stop saying barchi nafshi throughout the winter. So we're getting ready to change for Pirkei Avos in the summer. So that's when already you would stop saying barchi nafshi on Shabbos HaGadol. Taf lamed aleph zman b'dikas hachametz uvos ve'si'ifim aleph b'tchilas leil arba asa b'nisan. We're going to be talking about all the halachas of Bedikas Chametz. And the first one is that it's on the evening before the 14th of Nisan. And you have to check all of your reshuts for Chametz to the light of a candle. Bechorin uvistakin. And you check also holes and cracks. Bechol hamakom she'derach l'chnesham Chametz. And any place that you usually bring in chametz, and the Mishnah Berurah changes the lashon, not shederach l'chnesham chametz, that you consistently bring chametz, but even if you might, in the middle of a seuda, go to that place and leave some chametz there once during the year, that would be enough. So it has to be any place that you might bring in chametz, not some place that you habitually bring in chametz. Beis Yizar kol adam shel yasal b'shem malacha. A person should be careful not to start any malacha velo yochal ad shirdok. Don't start malacha and don't start a meal until you do bedikas chametz on leil bedikas chametz. V'afilu im yesh lo eis kavua l'lamod, even if you have a set time for your chavrusa or your shir, lo yomod ad shirdok. Do not learn until you do the bedika. Then if you started during the daytime, ein tzarich lahafsik, you don't have to interrupt. The Rama says shetzarich lahafsik, that you do have to stop. Why? Because the ikur, the chener liikur, and I believe that that's the right psak. And the reason why is because the ikur takana of the chacham was the time of bedikas chametz is at the beginning of the night. And you don't want to push that off. That's when everybody in Klal Yisrael should be doing the bedika. Tuf lamed beis din birkas bedikas chametz uvo beis ifim. Aleph kodem shi'asa livdok yibarach asher k'dushana b'mitzvos avitzivanu al bir chametz. The bracha that you say is not al bedikas chametz; it's on al bir chametz for destroying it, which you're starting the beer that you're going to be doing tomorrow. You're already starting now because if you find something, you'll destroy it. So you're doing the bedikas so that you can destroy chametz. Then mischa livdok below bracha. If you started doing the bedika without any bracha, yivar kol zman shlo siyam bedikaso, you can make the bracha the whole time until you end doing the bedika, because what you should do a bracha over la'asiyasim, but as long as you're doing the mitzvah, the bracha still can be chal. Bizaher. Sh Shlo yidaber bein habracha l'tchilas habedika. Be careful not to speak between the bracha and the start of the bedika. V'tov shlo yidaber devarim acherim ad shigmar kol habedika. It's good not to talk at all during the, at least talk about other things not related to the bedika. Just like in a meal, you can say, pass the salt. Please slice me some bread. You can say that after you washed. So it's the same kind of thing here. Anything about the bedika, oh, did you check there? You can say l'chatchila. But talking about other things, oh, you know, what did the Yankees do today? Should not be, it's better if you do not talk about that until you finish the whole bedika. In order that you concentrate on doing a good search in all of the places, again, where you might have brought in chametz. Beis, bevracha achas yachal livdok kama batim. With one bracha, you can check many homes. Then balabayis rotza yam mibnei beiso etzlo b'sharshu mavarech. The balabayis can gather up his children, his household, when he makes the one bracha. V'yispazu livdok ish b'makom. They all heard it. They're all yotzei. And then they each go, each one to a different place, a different house, a different room. Al smach bracha shebrach balabayas. On the one bracha that the balabayas made. Mishnah Berurah goes into what if they didn't hear it? If someone, just asked someone for help, you know, because the bedikah seems to be too much for him, that person, can check without a bracha. There is a minhag to spread out pieces of chametz, and Mishnah Berurah points out they should be hard such that they don't leave crumbs. To leave out pieces of chametz so that when the person that does the bedikah can find them, in order that the bracha should not be levatala. Now, strictly speaking, this is not needed, but it is a minhag kodesh, and you should stick to it. Umihu imlonasan lo ikev. If you didn't put it out, it doesn't matter. The das kol adam im bracha levar im nimtza. Because the kavana when you make the bracha is, if I find chametz, I'll destroy it tomorrow. But that it is a minhag. Taf lamed gimel. Dinim b'dikas chametz uvo yud alef seifim alef. Habdika tzach shetiyah l'or haner v'lo l'or halavana. The bedika has to be l'or haner, and that's why we don't check during the daytime. Also, it can't be to the light of the moon. It's not good enough. There's two reasons why the chacham set up the bedika the night preceding the 14th. That's a time when people are home, they're home at night, but also so that you can use a candlelight and not rely on sunlight, which doesn't get everywhere in a house, and it's not really good enough. We're gonna see a bit about kinds of candles that you can't use because you're afraid that it'll drip, and practically speaking, if you're going to be checking under the bed for chametz and you're afraid that a candle will ignite your dust ruffle, so use a flashlight, right? So, or even the lights in the room can also be used. You know, for under a bed, you would definitely use a flashlight, but if you're just looking around, you can use the lights in the room. But the ikar takana is to use or haner v'lo or halavana, then avar v'lo. The im avar velo badak leil arba asar. If you didn't check the night of the 14th, the night before the 14th, kishabodek b'yom, you still have to do the bedika before the zman iser. But now it's already sunlight, so what do you do? Kishabodek b'yom arba asar lo yudok l'or achama. Don't check by the sunlight. Ela l'or haner. Still use a candle / flashlight. V'chsadra sha'or rav. However, a porch which has a roof but is open on three sides, so it has tremendous amount of light coming into it. And bedakal or achamadayo. So such a room which is, you know, open on three sides and has a lot of sunlight there, if you check by the sunlight, that would be enough. But even still, that the lechatchila you should always use or haner. Ruudin keneged aruba shabecheder. That's also true. Right opposite a window. Again, if you check by that, that would be enough. But lechatchila, you should check by Or HaNer. Beis en boken la'or ha'avuka el Or HaNer, you can't check by the light of a torch, which has multiple wicks, only by the light of a candle with a single wick. V'lo b'ner shalcheled, not with a candle made of fat, which would drip. V'lo shel shuman, different, another kind of fat. V'lo shel shemen, and not an oil lamp. Ela b'ner shel shava, but a wax candle. Hagav hu yichidi, which has a single wick. Or just a single candle. Al shteiner es biyachad, but to hold two candles together. Afilu kluim, even if they are woven together, they're wrapped together. Dinim kavuka, that would also be like a torch. Again, that you're afraid that you'll burn something down. So the point is that you're going to use something to see very clearly. You check all the places that you can, that you can expect that maybe you brought chametz into there. That's why all of the rooms of a house and of the upper floor would need a bedika. Sometimes you'll go to your bedroom in the middle of a suda while you're still chewing. While the bread is in your hand, I guess the chashash is not that the crumbs will get there, but you'll forget a piece of bread in the room. Al otros yayin she'en mistapik b'hem. But if you have a cellar, which is or really a storehouse, a silo, which is used to store things, or I guess like a rental storage unit, where you only store things in there, and you never go there in the middle of the meal, then that you wouldn't have to check. Where you're not getting it in the middle of the meal, it's really just for long-term storage. If you have a shed that you store straw in it, and again, you're never going there in the middle of a meal, would not need a bedika. Dalad, chori habayis v'zizin habolten me'aksalim. Holes in the floor or in the walls of the house. And similarly, small ledges that stick out from the wall. She'enim gvoam harbe v'lonim mucham harbe. They're not very high, they're not very low. Tzrichim bedika, you need to check them because you may have put chametz in them. But a ledge, which is, let's say, on the top of a window, that a person's hand could not reach. Or very low, less than 3 tefachim high, you would not need to check. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if there are little children in the house, then even the very low ones, lower than 3 tefachim, do need to be checked. Right. That's not even that you know that you ever put chametz that are correct. Hey, Gag Hayatzia, the roof of a shed, the hamigdal, or a break front, or some kind of chest, Shegagehem Mishupayim, that have slanted roofs. So you can't really leave anything on that slanted roof. You don't have to check that slanted roof. Even if they're inside of the house, I guess which makes it more likely that you would have gotten to it with chametz. However, since it's slanted, you would never put anything down there. You would never put chametz down there, so you don't have to check. Vav. Refes shel bakar enotzarch bedika. You don't have to check the stables, shimhayisham chametz habehemes yachluhu. Because if there was any chametz there, the horses or the cows or any of the other animals would have eaten it. Mechen lul shel tarnagolim, a chicken coop, and etzarch bedika. You don't have to check. Mipnei shimhayisham chametz hatarnagolim yachluhu. Had there been chametz in there, then the chickens would have eaten it. Mechen emtzaah shel chater. Also, your front yard or backyard, and it's arach bedika, you don't have to check. Shim hayesham chametz, arvim mishar ofas, amitzuyim sham yichluhu. If there was chametz there, then the ravens and the other birds that are found there would have eaten it. V'hani mili misfek chametz. That's only true about if there might have been chametz there. Aval vadeh chametz lo. But if you for sure know that there had been chametz recently there, then that doesn't work. And I'm going to say that it's a fairly common thing amongst the women to say, oh, well, you know, we're so close to Pesach, let's eat the Shabbos Suda outside on the porch. And that doesn't really work. Because if you had vadai chametz there, then you can't rely on the birds eating it. So, the thinking is that, you know, we don't have to worry about the crumbs. The crumbs that are there, you have to check for just as much. Okay, well, I'm not talking about their motivations. I'm saying, okay, the point that I'm making about the chatzah or the merpeset or whatever is that if you brought vadei chametz there, then you need to check it. Haga, aval kaman simin tuf mem hei sif gimel mavor demutal hashla chametz b'mokim she'opes mitzuyim. There it says that like erev Pesach, before the zman of any of the yisurim, you're allowed to throw chametz into a chatzah. It uses that phrase. So what does that mean? Kol shkein shein tzarach levar misham lefil chametz vadei ad lachas zman yisuro. So that is talking about like the road, like the street, a public area. But your own front yard or backyard, there you can't throw stuff and say, oh, the birds are just going to eat it. You can't do that. It's only a suffek chametz, then it's a svek sveka. Maybe there was chametz there, and if there was, then the birds probably ate it. Then you can rely on it. But to throw it into a public area where you're not going to be over on Bal Yira, that's what we mean later on in Tuf Mim. Hey, that's what the Sif Gimel, that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. We'll stop here.